When I first came to prison or was taken and held captive in prison, I was functionally illiterate. During that time frame, I remember going down to court to be sentenced. At that sentencing hearing, I remember the DA at the time telling me that I had an educational background of a fourth grader and that I was incapable of learning, and that's why the judge needed to give me a life sentence. When I heard that, that bit me hard. That told me that I needed to do something about my educational status. When I got back to Dallas, I was in a hole, and I was in a hole before I went down to court. I was in a hole with Maroon Schultz, Russell Maroon Schultz, him and a couple other politically conscious prisoners. And listening to the conversations they were having inspired me to want to learn. I can remember hearing concepts like socialism, communism, capitalism, black nationalism for the first time. I said to myself, why don't I know any of these concepts? They would ask me questions. I couldn't answer any of the questions because I didn't know none of the concepts. So the first thing I did upon me getting out the hole, I went to the library and I picked up a book. The name of the book was The African Origin of Civilization, Myth and Reality, by Sheik Anta Diop. It was funny because at that time, there were so many words that I didn't know in the book that I literally had to take two legal pads and write down definitions so that way I could study words. And I did. It took me about a year period of time before I was able to completely read the book. But I was diligent. I stayed with it. At that point in time, I had read maybe like 50 books during that year's period of time. So I felt confident. I was learning for the first time. And I was learning different stuff, stuff I had never heard in school. I was learning about our history. I was learning about the political struggles that took place in the past. During the course of this time, I started getting a vision of what I wanted the future to look like. That's one of the reasons why I always talk about history, because in learning history, you start to build a vision for yourself. You start to understand what you want the future to look like. You start to understand the people that came before you, how they were able to fight and struggle so that way they can create a better future for us. When you start to understand that, it infuses a different spirit in. So that whole process of me going to the hole during that time frame was invaluable for me. It was very important. And it struck a nerve inside of me when I went in that courtroom that sparked me as well.